Good morning, Rabotai. We're continuing our study in Eshet Chayil. We're continuing the third pasuk, Gemalatu Tov Velora. However, we're going to be taking a new highway in understanding the words Gemalatu Tov Velora. The word Gemalatu Tov means Gomel Hasadim Tobim. We say in the Amidah that we praise Hashem as the one who does kindness that is good. So that statement is quite a hidush, because by definition, kindness is something good. But yet, there needs to be a description on the word kindness. Gomel Hasadim Tovim, which means there is a kindness that is called Tov. We call that good. And then there's a kindness that's not called Tov. In Hebrew, what's not Tov is translated as Ra. Now, it's a very big shock that a person can do kindness and yet it can be considered a kindness that is Ra. A kindness that is Ra hasn't reached its purpose. It hasn't fulfilled its mission.
Wow.
It may be translated by the eye of the person looking as hesed, and may even feel like those, by those who are fulfilling it, that they're doing kindness. But there's something called Hesed Ra. And it is our job to understand what is Hesed Tov and what is Hesed Ra. Shlomo HaMelech says, the Eshet Chayil, Gemalatu Tov. She's on the Hesed Tov page. But she's Lora. Her Hesed doesn't have Ra. How can Hesed, which by definition means I'm doing for someone else, I'm stepping out of my self into another person's needs, how can that be called Ra? If there is such a reality, then it is incumbent upon us to understand what that is. Because if we don't know what it is, it could be very well that we're all in it. And our hesed, whether it's at home or with others, could be hesed ra. Hesed Ra doesn't have to mean that it's a Hesed of evil. It's just a bad version of Hesed. It's not what Hesed is meant to be and doesn't produce the results that Hesed is meant to produce. Olam Hesed Yibaneh. The world was built because of God's kindness. And furthermore, the world of every person lives in their own world, a world within themselves. You see 1,000 people walking down the street. It's interesting to note that each person is living in his own world. 1,000 people walking down the same street. Each guy is in his own olam that has nothing to do with the guy next to him. They all look like they're the same. They dress more or less the same. But each one is in a different world. Olam Chesed Yibaneh means your world. The same way Hashem created His world through the Midah of kindness, so too our world will be created through the Midah of kindness. And anything we do in our world needs to have kindness. A marriage is built on kindness. Children and success with them is built on kindness. Teaching others is built on kindness. Seemingly, what does teaching have to do with kindness? Teaching means I'm imparting information from my mind to yours. What does kindness have to do with it? But Olam Chesed Yibaneh, any meaningful building in this world is going to need kindness to make it happen and to make it happen successfully. So there is a chesed that misses the mark. It's called chesed ra. You did something which you thought was kindness. You're living 80 years thinking you're a person that's full of kindness and you have a checkbook to prove it. You have a list to prove how much kindness you did for the people in your life. And then you open up Eshet Hayil that you've been reading for 80 years and someone comes and says to you, just for the record, your chesed is called chesed ra. And then he says, Shabbat Shalom. It's a very big shock. Chesed ra. I've been fooled for 80 years. No wonder things didn't go the way they're supposed to. Shlomo HaMelech says in another pasuk, "Chesed le'umim hatat mishlei yudalit." The chesed and the kindness of the nations is hatat. Hatat is translated usually as a sin, but the literal meaning of hatat means it's missing. It misses the mark. It's chesed in looks, but it's lacking, not chesed. And if success is built on chesed, and what you're doing is not chesed, so you're involved in that. You're involved in something that you need, but you're not doing it right. So then, you're involved in something that's not good. Because you need it. It's going to build everything good in your life. Chesed Ram. What does it mean that a person is involved in Chesed Tov or Chesed Ram? Thursday evening, there is a mother taking care of her children. She has a bunch of children. One is crying, one is fighting, one needs to eat, one needs to go to sleep, one is complaining, and she's running mechayel hayel from one to the other. She has the challah rising. She has the roast in the pot cooking.
husband's coming home soon for dinner. She's setting up the Shabbat table. She can't wait to put everyone to sleep so she could have a little peace of mind. And just as this is happening and she's trying to get herself all together, a neighbor knocks on the door. A friend knocks on the door, says to her, "You don't know what happened to me today. I woke up this morning with a toothache, dying from this tooth. I called the dentist, left 3 messages from the morning. Nobody answers. Would you believe? They answer me right now. And they said the doctor could see you now. I got all my kids. How am I going to the dentist now? Would you mind watching them for a little bit?" This lady's thinking to herself, Shema Yisrael. Wow. Can't wait to finish with my own issues. Now I have to help her with her issues too. She's thinking what to reply. Yes, no. And then she gets an idea. She remembers that on Sunday night, she has her cousin's wedding somewhere in Jersey, about an hour away. She was thinking to take her kids with her, because where's she going to leave them? And now she thinks of an idea. Taking her kids there. Drop off her kids on Sunday. And she can go like a queen to the king, to the wedding. She tells her, "Of course, please, bring them. I'll take care of them. Go take care of your toothache. Besimcha rabba." That's story number one. That happened on 100 Ocean Parkway. By 200 Ocean Parkway, there was a lady doing the same thing as the one in 100. And she also got a knock on the door. And that lady had the same problem. And when she heard that her friend is suffering all day with pain in her mouth, and she needed to go to the dentist, and someone had to watch her kids. So her answer was, "Of course. What's the question? Come on in. Don't worry, go. I'll feed them. Maybe they'll sleep here. Go on, do your thing. The kids are here." The lady closes the door behind her. This lady says, "Thank you, Hashem, that I don't have to go to the dentist. Baruch Hashem, look what people have to go through. Baruch Hashem, I'm able to do this and not that. Would you rather be sitting by the dentist or taking care of someone's kids?" She's happy that she has a zabut to help somebody. And she's happy that she can be thankful extra to Hashem that she doesn't have to go through that. In 100 Ocean Parkway, in Shamayim, they have a sign. On that sign, they say this is a home of Hesed Ra. Hesada. I took care of the lady's children. They ate, they slept by me. I'm exhausted from helping.
Hesed Ra.
200 Ocean Parkway. Got a big sign with balloons. It's called Hesed Tov. And you should know the Hesed Tov sign is very hard to achieve. We're not looking at 100 Ocean Parkway and saying, oh, terrible lady, evil. We think Ra means evil. But Ra just means something that's not Tov. Once it's not Tov, it's already Ra. So of course, she's a good woman. Of course she means well. Of course she does what's natural to a person. What's natural to a person is to worry about himself. To become a person of kindness, that's not so natural. So what we call Hesed Ra, we don't mean to say you're a bad person. We don't mean to say you're evil. We don't mean to say that you went out of your way to hurt somebody. But in the Hesed world, there's a world called Hesed. It's a special world. In the world of Hesed, you are in the Hesed Ra category. It's amazing. If you're outside the world of Hesed, what you did, it's very nice. But if we look at you from within the Hesed Olam, you're not doing what Hesed is supposed to be doing. Again, it's the natural way of behavior. I'm not talking about 100 Ocean Parkway. To myself. Talking about the way we do Hesed. Many, many, many times in our lives. Probably most times. When we help someone, there is an angle that has to do with what am I getting for this. Before I help someone, the question is, what am I going to get back today, tomorrow, next week? Sometimes I get back money. Sometimes I get back a friendship. Sometimes I get back a marriage. Sometimes I get back honor. What am I getting back from my check? Part of your check? What am I getting for? Am I going to get something to feel like I have received? And we do this in every area of Hesed. When you're in the Hesed Ra category, the more Hesed you do, doesn't solve the kind of Hesed you're involved with. And you should know the difference between Hesed Tov and Hesed Ra is the difference of being godly or being the opposite. Hesed Tov is all about giving. It's all about doing for someone else. And Hesed Ra is all about investing for yourself. You're not involved in helping others. You're investing in helping yourself. When you give money to a banker, you're not doing Hesed. Did anyone ever go to the banker that he gave money to and tell him, listen, you're so lucky. You know how much money I send you every week? Every week I'm making 100, 200 grand. I'm sending you. Where's your Hakarat HaTov? Who ever saw
people taking a hard-earned money and giving it to another person. He tells his wife, he tells his children, "Yo, kind of a Baal Hesed I am. Look at my statements. Wire transfers every week." His whole life is walking around thinking he's a Baal Hesed until someone knocks on his brain and says, "Hello, sir. Just for the record, you didn't give me a dollar. You owe me. You sent me out 100. Every week I send you back 120. Look at the incoming wire. Were you looking at the outgo? You're not involved in Hesed. You're involved in what you need. What you are. You saw it with the wrong eyes. You're looking at the outgoing wires, but you're not looking at the incoming ones. No different is a person who's doing for his wife, for his children, for his friends, for his community, for the Jewish people. No different is the guy who's sending out wires, whether they're money or they're nice words or whatever they might be. And they're waiting for the incoming wire to come back bigger than what they sent out. That's not called Hesed. And therefore, it should not be shocking that even though Olam Hesed Yibaneh, a person says, "Where Yibaneh? Where's Yibaneh? My relationship is full of kindness. Where's the building? What happened? Why is my Olam not being built the way it's supposed to be?" A woman could look at her life and all she does is give. And yet, it could be that so much of that is self-serving and doesn't bring the beracha of real hesed. A person alike not only has to work hard, but they have to work smart. Guy goes to work, he's sweating for 12 hours. Doesn't mean he's going to have success. You have to work smart. Very often our hesed is hard work and maybe a sacrifice. But it's not smart. It's not right. It's not tov. And we don't get the benefits of what Hesed is meant to bring to a person's world. The relationships are not the way they're supposed to be, because it's Hesed Ra. It's a very big subject that has endless amount of branches, because it applies in every relationship. Every person I'm teaching, why am I teaching? It's a big question. Every rabbi has to answer that question. Why are you teaching? You're teaching Torah to some young men. Why? Someone might ask, why else? Of course I want to help him. Okay, don't rush to answer that question, Sopas. Don't give the why else answer. The why else is a cop-out. Sounds very, very holy, but I can give you on the spot. Maybe that's what you want to be your career. Meaning, you're investing in your career. Maybe it's financial. Maybe, some will say financial. You think if I always wanted to make money, I'd do this? Or do all those other things. Okay, maybe it's not money, but maybe it's status. Maybe it's honor. You saw the pictures of the rabbis on the walls in shul. You said, oh, maybe one day that could be me also.
One day I could be someone. How am I going to do that? I gotta step up. How can I have a picture on the wall of the shul from the past generation if I don't have talmidim? So I need talmidim so I could have some status. And there's many more possibilities. And it's for every person. Gemalatu Tov is what makes an Eshet Chayim. Her Hesed that we all do. Every woman, every single married woman does Hesed. Every man, married, not married, woman, not married, everybody's doing Hesed. But the Eshet Chayim is unique. Like the great man is unique. Their Hesed is Hesed Tov. You should know something very interesting about Hesed Tov. Hesed Tov is endless. Hesed Ra has limits. Let me explain what I mean. The lady that walked out of 100 Ocean Parkway is not the same as the lady that walked down in 200 Ocean Park. Not the same. Although, if the video was playing, the text of the video would show the exact same words and the exact same reaction. But there's something called the subtext. You know what the subtext is? Subtext is what's behind the text. The feeling. The rashi. The hergesh. The feelings. Good afters, they know it's not about what you say in the scenes of the movie. It's about how your subtext, your feelings into. It. 100 Ocean Parkway gives off one kind of feeling. Not because the person is giving off anything. Feelings come off by themselves. 200 Ocean Parkway has different feelings. The feeling of the person coming out of 100 Ocean Parkway, oh, I feel so bad. I put this on this lady. Who knows what she wants from me? What she's going to ask of me tomorrow. Sometimes a person does you a favor and you walk away thinking, Ra, you walk away thinking, I don't know what is going to be asked of me from this guy. You feel, and he makes you feel, not with his words, but with his feelings, that he did you the biggest favor and is going to be a payback. Here's the check, but listen, be on call. The feeling that the 100 Ocean Parkway lady gave off to the person receiving is a feeling of wrath. So yes, you did for your husband. You made dinner for him, you shopped, you did, oh, great. But what's the feeling that's coming out of that hesed? Is the feeling tov? You know what the tov feeling feels like?
The top feeling is a feeling of how happy they are to be able to do something for him. Such a feeling registers on the recipient and creates a tremendous desire to do the same. You should know that Chesed Tov inspires Chesed Tov. When I receive from someone who's doing from me, they have full love because they want to help. That feeling registers in me, and I want to do the same for them and for others. A godly kindness is eternal in that it's always coming back and around. One kindness comes back again, it comes back again. Chesed Ra doesn't have that quality. So when the Eshet Chayil does Chesed Tov, it's not only that she's doing a great kindness, but she's causing a great kindness to come back. What she does for her children, Chesed Tov, she's inspiring them to do the same for her and for others. Identical scenes in two homes, but very different results. One is building a beautiful world. One is building a gorgeous marriage. One is building gorgeous children. Selfless children are gorgeous children. Selfish people are from the most bitter of human beings. To build a selfless child is an accomplishment of the highest caliber. How does the Eshet Chayil build selfless people? Because she infuses in her home a Chesed Tov. The feelings that the people in the house are getting isn't, you're so lucky I'm your mother. You don't know how much I do for you. You don't know how much you owe me. In a million years, you couldn't pay me back. That's the feeling. The feeling is that I'm doing so much for you. And waiting for you to show some appreciation. That's the way she does it with her children, and that's the way she does it with her husband. Yeah, she works very hard. But she's waiting for the necklace. She deserves the necklace. But she shouldn't be waiting for one. And listen to this unbelievable life. Hidush. A lady who does things for the necklace, of course the necklace is an example. A woman who does something for the necklace, she's inspiring her husband not to give her a necklace. Whereas the woman who's not doing it for the necklace, she's the one that's inspiring him to give a necklace. Because Chesed Tov is eternal. It goes one and the other and one. How many people in this world do you know have moments of inspiration to help others? It's an amazing world if you think about it. Yeah, people on Hatzalah giving up their time, their sleep. For what? No money. Help others. People sitting in ambulances waiting for someone that needs them. And many, many kinds of kindness in the world that we see. And very often we're, as humans, we're inspired. We want to do for others. Again, we want to do, but sometimes our mind takes that and turns it for ourselves. But we are inspired to help others. It's a human desire. Can't miss it. Where does that human desire come from? Where does the desire to help another person come from? You see so many people helping special children. They're helping people in need. They're helping elders. They're building hospitals. They're taking care of the elderly. Where does that come from? Again, you could take that feeling and turn it to a chesed ra. But the feeling of wanting to help, to do chesed, you know where it comes from? It comes from the creator of the world. His chesed tov inspires the world to do chesed back to him and back to others. Chesed tov and chesed ra. The messaging that comes out from each act, the subtext, is tremendous ramifications. You should know a woman by nature is a giver. That's what she does. Having children, you know, a woman is not even obligated to get married. It's a mitzvah on the man, not on the woman. Her whole marriage is kindness. To help the man do a mitzvah. That's the way the mitzvah is set up. Her whole, Hare at mekudeshet li, you're all saying yes. In itself is a chesed. The man needs to do a mitzvah to get married. He needs to have children. She's not commanded in either one. What an interesting thing. Who would have thought that? If I gave you the choice, who should be married in having children? Men or women? Of course women. Torah says, no. The man has to get married and the man has to have children. Well, guess what? Can't get married, can't have children if you don't command a woman to marry. How is he supposed to get married and have children when he can't do either one by himself? So obviously, Hashem is going to command a woman to go and get married and have children. How else is this supposed to happen? Comes the Creator, mind-boggling, and he says only to the man, you have to get married and you have to have children. Woman is waiting. Hashem says, you don't have to. What? So how is it going to work? How is it going to work? Hashem says, has to be that your marriage is built on your chesed. The very beginning of a marriage is a woman who's coming to help her husband fulfill the mitzvah of marriage and help him fulfill the mitzvah of bringing children to the world. Now you're probably thinking, who gets married like that? That's exactly why we're here to learn. You're right. When people get married, I know they're thinking this way. They're thinking, oh, finally I have someone to take care of. I have a husband who's going to buy me things, who's going to talk to me, who's going to take care of whatever I need. I'm guessing that's what most people under the chuppah are thinking about. They feel very fortunate that they finally have someone to take care of them. And comes the Torah and says, no. He tells the woman, no, Eshet Chayil, that's not why you should get married. I don't even want you to get married out of your own obligation. If you got married out of your own obligation, so you're getting married for yourself. A man's getting married. Why? Because he has to. That's not for her. That's for him. So why is she getting married? She's getting married for him. This is how
a home is built. The first initial acceptance of marriage is an act of kindness, a commitment to bring children into the world for him, not for you. You don't have to. It's his mitzvah, not yours. So why am I doing it if it's not my mitzvah? And by the way, who has the most difficult time bringing a child? It's her. She has to put herself in sakana. She has to put herself in danger. Having a child is danger. Used to be a lot more dangerous. Today, Baruch Hashem, it's a little bit easier. But the whole process is very difficult. Taxing on the body, taxing on the mind, hormones, emotions, and then dealing with the kids till they become normal, if they become normal. That's all on her. Is she out of her mind? She doesn't even command it. What is she doing it for? Who is she doing it for? She's coming to help her husband fulfill the mitzvah. And she's going to put herself in danger. She's going to put her body at risk. She's going to put her emotions at risk. She's going to give all her life and time. Why? So her husband fulfills the mitzvah. That's called the nesubhar. That's how Hashem set up the beginning of a home, where someone is coming to help another person selflessly. She doesn't get a mitzvah for getting married. She doesn't get a mitzvah for having a child. Isn't that amazing? The one that's working the hardest, the one that is doing everything, she doesn't get the mitzvah. She's giving birth and in Shamayim, they're giving him the mitzvah. Guy's doing nothing. Sitting on the side saying Tehillim at best. In Shamayim, mitzvah. Oh, it's his mitzvah. Mabruk. Everyone's mabruk here. Something off here. How would Hashem do that? Answer is, Hashem gave her something greater than a mitzvah. He gave her the opportunity to build her world. And he gave her the opportunity to do something for others. And she's not getting credit for it. She's not even getting a mitzvah for it. So what are you doing it for? I'm doing it, what do you mean, to help him? How is he going to do his mitzvah, if not for me? Wow. We might say, oh, that's not fair. But if you know what Hesed Tov is, and you understand the ramifications of Hesed Tov, you understand it's fair and fair, because nobody's going to benefit more than she is from her Hesed Tov. Olam Hesed Yibaneh. She's building a world. It's an unbelievable mindset. It's not the way we think. It's not. Again, I'm not talking, I'm not preaching. I'm talking to myself. Before we help somebody, we analyze, is he worthwhile? Am I going to get something out of him? It's a mistake. And the Eshet Hayil, the real Eshet Hayil, Gemalat Hutov, Belona, that is what makes her and her home so powerful. She turns her home into a Hesed atmosphere. Hesed Tov. More to speak on the subject, but enough for today. Baruch Ha'el Olam HaNivyeh.